This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, The Station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com.
Well, it's
like
called
that.
Work for a reason.
That's
it's
exactly
not
right.
Work, it's not called vacation, mm-hmm. or it's not called let me hang out, you know. So I've you know, you like the, you just said it, man. If you stay long enough in a job and you do what you don't even have to put the extra mile yet, you know. If you do what you're supposed to do and you stay there long enough, the only way is up. That's it, you know. But you cannot be jumping 2 months here, 2 months over there, 6 months here, 1 month over there. You know, just stick up with whatever you love, stay there, and you know you will become successful eventually.
Yeah. Eventually, and it may take a lot longer than you suspected it to. Mm-hmm. You know,
definitely.
But that time spent is just you growing and growing as a person. And if you get down to the end of the road and you're like, this is not what I want to do. At least you gave it your best shot, you know.
You learn something. Yeah. It's never a waste of time. You know, for everything that you do, you will learn something. It's a learning experience.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, even in that catering business, you know, I learned how to properly clean tables and chairs and fold napkins and clean utensils and set tables and deal with clientele. You know, dealing with people just in general is a lost talent these days just because everything's online so much.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that too, because like, you know, going back to when COVID hit and stuff, everybody knew what was going on. You know, when you go to a restaurant, the restaurant is closed, it's because of COVID, we have to, or somebody's sick or whatever. But then that kind of fade away a little bit, and some people say we're doing a little bit better, you know, and cool, we're doing better. But right now, after a few months, after, you know, we reopen again, people thought that, well, the restaurants are back open. So, you know, yes, we're open, but now we don't have the same employees that we used to have. Now we're less. So people came in with, yes, I'm ready to get my drink right now, and I'm ready to eat, and I'm, you know, the demand is there and everything, but they didn't realize that you shorthanded, you know what I'm saying? And you want to sugarcoat it the most you can. Welcome, how you doing, and this and that. But sometimes just me and another guy, and then 50 people coming in the door. And that's the difference when everybody knew COVID was going on, and then let's say post-COVID, you know, so I encourage the customer just to sit down, have a drink, relax, know what's going on, you know. We're shorthanded, and when I say we, it's a lot of restaurants in town, in the nation. So, you know,
there's a 4 hiring sign everywhere I go. Yes, I mean, you walk in any door of any restaurant, they will hire you pretty much on the spot, you know, at least to be a dishwasher or, you know, a server or something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe some people don't realize that is just, you know, you don't have the help that you used to have. And it's becoming an issue that I never had before.
Just to reiterate that, I think that, and I see all this stuff on, you know, Hip Dixon or Facebook or whatever it may be. People get on there and they use that as their soapbox to complain every time somebody messes up. Very rarely will you see a compliment, you know, on that page. And, you know, most people, you know, they'll keep their compliments to themselves a lot of times. But, you know, when something goes sideways, you know, they're going to be the first to blast it out all over there. And, you know, I think that a lot of those people have never owned a business in their life, you know, and I've followed some things. And, you know, if any of my friends kind of get caught up in that hubbub of, you know, the keyboard warrior type thing, you know, my first question, and I try not to get too involved, but just to kind of shift a perspective is, have you ever owned a business, period? You know, especially a restaurant business or a hospitality business, you know, and then things kind of go quiet at that point. I think people that weren't, besides the fact of them maybe having to stay at home or they can't go to these certain places that they're used to going to, it's tough for someone who hasn't been in a business owner's shoes to step into those shoes and realize, like, this isn't just we were open, then COVID hit and we had to close and now we're back open kind of thing. You know, I mean, there was obviously a lot of heartache that went on in between that closed period of like, what are we going to do? How does a to go type business look? You know, I mean, how are we going to, we running just all to go menus, call and stuff like that? How does that look? You know, what precautions do we need to take when we open back up? You know, and then like you said, how long were you having to shut down?
Well, I think we tried to do the to go only.
Yeah.
And it was just Jennifer, Jennifer's mother and me, and it just became too much, mm-hmm. you know. So we did that for probably 3 months, mm-hmm. and we just decided that, you know, we killing ourselves, you know. It just doesn't make sense. It's just not, we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but you know, when the food that I'm trying to bring to the table, I don't want to serve it in a plastic or sure. styrofoam, sure. you know. I mean, people want steak and people want potatoes and fries and whatever. You know, we got our fries, you know, from, you know, fresh cut from a fresh potato. And, you know, it takes a process to do everything from scratch. And you paying top dollar for a steak and I'm going to put it in a styrofoam and you're mm-hmm. going to eat it 20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. It just does not. That's not what we wanted to do. So it became really, really rough, really tough for us to do the two goals. So I guess close, I mean, we were 2 or 3 months, you know.
Yeah.
Like trying to survive somehow.
And how, so of your staff, kind of what percentage ended up coming back after COVID? Or after you opened back up, I guess.
The servers came back. And then we have problems with the back of the house. We have problems, you know, with dishwashers, salad person, and, you know, line cooks coming back. And I don't know if it was because of COVID. I don't know. It just, I really don't know, you know. This is another thing that happened in that period. Let's say, for example, you've always been a cook. You've been a cook for 10, 20 years, whatever. And then COVID hit, and this is the first time that you try to do something else that is not cooking. Mm. And then guess what? Wow, I don't have to wash dishes. I don't stink when I get home. I can be home for dinner. You know, all these things happen for first time that somebody that's been doing, you know, that kind of job for many years. You know, I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of them didn't come back. I'm sure they're doing well right now, and I congratulate them and everything. But, you know, I stay.
Sure.
So I just have to deal with whatever is going on now.
Thanks again to the station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.